Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A local resident has been told his new building is too high. Maternity team members receive national recognition, and neighbours give a derelict alleyway a new lease of life.
Members of the Pockthorpe community group came together to revamp an alleyway that had seen its fair share of neglect. The alley behind Beaconsfield Road in NR3 was the first to get a facelift from the project. Gary Champion, Green Party councillor for Sewell Ward, said, "The alleyway project has been a grassroots initiative led by the community. Since joining the neighbours in Beaconsfield Road with their first alleyway litter pick before COVID struck, the area has been reclaimed and used by folk living there. This project is intended to build upon the work of volunteers who have been working hard to clean up the area. NR3 has seen many improvements since COVID took hold of the city. The alley, while being cleared of litter, has also seen a new bright colour scheme and has had planters installed, which have been built using wood from pallets fly-tipped in the area. Due to this, several people walked away from the project having learned how to use tools, and they are planning on building more and filling them with useful plants such as herbs."
A kebab shop on the outskirts of the city centre is in hot water after being given a one-star food hygiene rating. Britannia Kebab and Fish Bar in Cadge Road was inspected by Norwich City Council food and safety officers. That report of the Earlham takeaway has now been published and points to major improvements that its management must work on. From staff not washing their hands to filthy kitchen items left unchecked, the report states the changes required urgent attention. Officers said there is also a major non-compliance with legal requirements, and the revisit is planned with formal enforcement action likely. The local authority food safety officer has several enforcement options available, as well as giving advice and guidance to make sure improvements are made when a business is given a low rating.
Two members of the maternity team at the region's biggest hospital have picked up national awards from the country's top midwife. Hayley Summerfield and Rachel Appleton, who both work in maternity services at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, have been recognised by NHS England's Chief Midwifery Officer for their work at the Coney site. Jacqueline Dunkley-Bent visited the NNN to present the pair with Silver Midwifery Awards, national prizes which recognise when staff go above and beyond their daily roles. Miss Summerfield, who leads the hospital's birth reflection service, said, "It is both exciting and overwhelming. I am very proud to be involved and lead these important services for staff, women and their families, and appreciate how well supported I am." Miss Appleton, lead fetal medicine midwife, said, "There has been a huge amount of teamwork, effort and commitment in developing the fetal medicine services we offer. Sometimes the outcomes are not what we would hope for, but we are motivated to offer a non-judgmental, safe place where choices are understood and voices are heard."
A woman has completed a decade-long project to sample a scone at every National Trust location and rated one in Norfolk as among the best she tried. Sarah Merker from London is the mastermind behind the nationaltrustscones.com blog, where she has documented a 10-year journey trying the treat at every National Trust location in England, Wales and Northern Ireland that can provide one. During her quest, Miss Merker visited four National Trust sites in Norfolk and declared that one of the scones she tried in the county was among the best she had sampled. In August 2016, the 49-year-old visited Felbrigg Hall and described the scone served at the North Norfolk Hall as absolutely spectacular and among the best she sampled during her National Trust odyssey. Miss Merker, who tried 244 scones during her journey, returned to Norfolk in February 2019 to visit Oxborough Hall. She praised the indoor tea room service, which is only a feature of certain National Trust properties, and described her sweet treat as a TARDIS scone that looked small on arrival but turned out to be a perfect size. Her mission was finally completed on March the 1st.
It is a well-located address in one of Norwich's most desirable postcodes, but the Conifers has not had a very happy recent history. Just a few years after the property was raided by police who found a large-scale cannabis farm factory inside, council officials have ordered the owners to remove its new roof because it is 1.15 metres, 3 foot 9 inches, too tall. The building on Upton Close between Norwich's Newmarket Road and Unthank Road has been rebuilt since the drugs raid. But the owners, who are not connected to the cannabis farm, have been told by Norwich City Council that the roof is just over a metre taller than approved plans allowed and that it must be removed. Now, Lui Jiangping, the owner, is set to enter battle with the authority to keep the roof in place, having appealed to the government's planning inspectorate to overturn the decision. Mr. Lui was given planning permission in 2019 to replace the building on the site which had housed the cannabis factory. He was told the new home should not be taller than the property it replaced. Then last year, Mr. Lui asked for permission to amend the plans to reflect what had been built, including the higher roof. He later said that the taller roof was the result of an accident during the construction. Council officials refused, arguing the 9.05 metre, 29 foot 8 inch roof was substantially taller than the previous one, 7.9 metres, 25 foot 11 inches. A planning statement said the amended design results in a new roof form that is significantly taller than the ridge heights of the original roof and the neighbouring dwellings within Upton Close. The prominent position of the site on a bend in the road results in the extended dwelling appearing as an overly dominant structure that is out of keeping with the prevailing character of the area. The council ordered the owners to replace the roof with one of the approved height. That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Robin Quine for part two.